Good morning. It's Tuesday morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Raven Radio News Director Robert Woolsey. I'm joined, as I am every Tuesday morning, by...
Claus Stobie with Sitka Sentinel Sports.
And this is Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. And we're down to our last 2 weeks of basketball, really, Claus. This is springtime.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, isn't it?
No.
yeah, there's a lot of basketball that went on. There's still a lot more going on. There's gold medal happening this weekend, plus... Sitka has 50 kids, little kids, going over to play in the younger, the 5th through 8th grade portion of that tournament. So that's interesting. That's quite a load, and it bodes well for the future of Sitka basketball.
I don't think of basketball and crocuses blooming as happening at the same time, but I'm getting used to it,
I guess. You get those bright red Sitka uniforms? Come on.
All right. So it's the 1A-2A tournament, but Anchorage.
It finished last weekend, and the Southeast teams, they did okay. The Quok girls beat St. Mary's 50-37 in the 3rd and 5th place game at the end of the tournament. Quok opened state play with a 64-44 win over Russian Mission, then defeated Buckland 60-56 and lost to Tri-Valley 54-34. Cake lost to Buckland 54-36 in the 4th and 6th place game. Cake opened state play with a 33-28 win over Cook Inlet, then lost to King Cove 74-25, and they beat Norvik 40-39. King Cove beat Tri-Valley 72-34 for the state championship. It was the rookies' second title in school history and their first since 2004.
And that was really the only lopsided score you mentioned really the whole time in that finals.
Yeah, it was. It's fun for those teams. They're pretty even across the regions up there. The 1A boys side, Thorn Bay, they beat Noatuck 66-50 in the 4th and 6th place game at the end of the tournament. Thorn Bay opened with an 83-74 win over Savunga, lost to Nunamute 83-49, and then beat Sandpoint 57-40. The Heidelberg boys opened the tourney with a 52-40 loss to Noatuck, and then were eliminated by Kipnuk 44-41. And King Cove, they also won on the boys' side the state championship. They beat Nunamit 59-54, and this was the T-Jack's first boys' title.
So, okay.
And on the 2A side, the 2A girls, Craig lost in the 3rd to 5th place game at state to Unalakleet 44-41. And Craig opened with a 52-26 win over Cordova, then lost to Tickagack, our Point Hope, 51-43. Now, the Wrangell girls, we remember here, they won the Region 5 championship and looked really good. They opened with a 58-55 loss to Unalakleet and then were eliminated by Unalaska 49-40. And the Point Hope Harpoonerettes repeated as a 2A girls state champion with a 49-39 win over Nanana.
Oh, that must have been tough for Wrangell. That was the first time they'd been to the tournament as champions
in 24 years. Yeah, right? I think everyone in Southeast had higher hopes for them, but, you know, state's a whole other animal, and you come off of this huge high from regions, and you go up there, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But they'll be back next year, I bet.
Okay, good.
The 2A boys, Metlakatla, lost in the championship game 53-47 to Point Hope. The Harpooners forced Metlakatla into 21 turnovers. Metlakatla's Conrad Hudson scored 16 points and had 19 rebounds, though. And Metlakatla, this was the third year in a row they were in the championship final. They won the last two, and they lost this one. The Chiefs opened state play with a 46-45 win over Unalakleet, then beat Unalaska 39-30. Haynes opened state play with a 73-45 loss to Glen Allen, and then were eliminated by Cordova 59-49. And now for the 3A, that starts this week.
This week, right.
Thursday. And the 3A girls, Mount Edgecombe is the 4 seed and opens against Kenai, the 5 seed. Also on their half of the bracket is top-seeded Anchorage Christian, who has not lost a game to any Alaska team of any size this season. So,
ooh, Anchorage Christian.
And common opponents for Kenai and for Mount Edgecombe. Kenai has beaten Ketchikan by 4, and Mount Edgecombe has lost 3 games to Kehi and beaten them by 11-2. Kenai has beaten Homer by 36-40, and Mount Edgecombe has beaten Homer by 22-27.
Yeah.
And then Kenai has beaten Grace Christian by 2-5. And Mount Edgecombe has beaten Grace by 5-11.
Is that determine why the Lady Braves are number four seed going into the tournament?
Not just those games, but other games against 3A and 4A opponents. You know, they give you that point ratio. If it just would have been common alone, but it sounds like they're pretty close. It's going to be a fun game to see who gets to go and play the the top-ranked team in forever.
Yeah, are you going to jump on a plane and go?
Jumping on two planes, yep.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, three if I have to.
All right, good.
I'll learn to fly if I need to get. On the 3A boys' side, also starts Thursday. Sitka opens as the number 8 seed, and they play top-ranked Anchorage Christian, and the Lions have only lost one game. They're 25-1, and that was 3 points to 4A Colony.
Why is Anchorage Christian, even in an opening round game, shouldn't they be top seed?
They only have 8 teams when you get to 3A and 4A, okay. And they rank them 1-8.
Okay.
Put them into like a March Madness big college layout.
Right.
So one plays 8, 2 plays, you know, 7, so on.
Okay.
And common opponents for ACS and Sitka. ACS beat Mount Edgecombe by over 50. ACS has beaten West Valley by 19. Sitka lost to West Valley by 8. ACS beat Homer by 40-20. Sitka lost to Homer by 11-12. ACS has beaten Grace Christian by 20-13-16. Sitka has lost to Grace by 7 points. ACS has beat Seward by 21-22. Sitka lost to Seward by 12. ACS beat Palmer by 18. Sitka has lost to Palmer by over 40. So it's a David and Goliath.
Yeah, I was just thinking about the Miracle on Ice.
Miracle on Ice, David and Goliath.
This is an underdog situation, but this is high school basketball.
Anything can happen, and if Sitka is patient with the ball, if they block out, if they do the things that you do just to be a basketball team, they can win it. They can do it. I don't envy them this task, but it's going to be fun to watch them go at it.
Yeah.
I like what Sitka showed in the region tournament.
Okay.
I mean, they came together in those two games, and didn't they look pretty powerful?
I think that's what every coach hopes, is that their team kind of peaks right around this time, and a lot of the early season jitters are over. They've come together. They're cohesive. They play well. And so what that it's Anchorage Christian?
One of my best headlines from when I played in high school, it was all one lump sum. We went up to the state tournament, and the headline was Petersburg Vikings, the underdog that bites. And that says it all. Sitka's going to be the underdog that bites.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll talk more about this next week. We'll have the results. But in the couple minutes that we have left, Klaus, you and I, over the past couple of weeks, have talked about the classification system, and some adjustments might be in the air because
they're in the horizon. Yeah,
just in Region 5, we saw such great play from teams like Metlakatla, and it didn't seem like the 2A, 3A, 4A thing was really that big of a deal down here. You had great teams in all classifications that could have been competitive with each other.
Right.
And right. I guess other folks in the state are beginning to think about that too.
Yeah, there's been some grumblings, or I guess not grumblings, but some ideas across the Region 5, not Region 5, but the state board. And there's a discussion right now about possibly making a 5A, and you move the Anchorage schools into the 5A, and the best, you know, the top Valley and top Fairbanks schools. So you have a 5A. And then the 4A down here would say the same, but you would add Sitka and Mount Edgecombe to that. And I know people are going to be upset with that because, you know, there was that disparity before of not being able to compete at that level. But we've shown it can happen. It, you know, crossover games were, you know, were close here, and heck, Edgecombe won theirs. So what that would do is put them into a 4A here, and the 4A region up there would then become teams like Kodiak, Soldotna would stay, you know, into a 4A, Kenai, possibly, you know, they would talk about maybe the private Christian schools would be in for it.
And Sitka and Edgecombe are traveling up there to play those teams anyway during the preseason and regular season.
And they want to play them because they want that competition to make a stronger RPI. So it only makes sense to you know, be in a league like that. And then the thought process is, over two or three seasons, you keep a tally of, you like, oh, for say you get 4 points for a win, 2 points for a loss, or something like that. And then gradually every year, the top team in the 4A would move up to 5A, the bottom 5A would move down, and you do that across the rankings. Maybe move the 4A down, the worst 4A team would drop down to 3A, top 3A would move up, same with 2A, 1A. It's a thought process right now.
Yeah, and it would just bring more parity into basketball. Anyway, well, Klaus, if you want to follow the 3A, 4A tournament this week, and you can't take your three flights and join you up there, what can you do? You can go to the ASA website?
Yeah, same as for the 1A, 2A, go to the ASA, and they'll have a link on there for the NFHS, high school network, and you can watch some games live. Or you can call me on my cell phone, and I'll tell you what's happening.
I will be sure. I will be sure to call you. Until then, I'm Robert Woolsey. I'm news director here at Raven Radio.
Klaus Stopy with Sitka Sentinel Sports.
And you've been listening to Sentinel Sports
on Raven Radio.